Half a mile down the road, however, they came upon a sleepy boy with his head pillowed on a big bundle of crumpled leaves, and a tired old plow horse grazing not far away. But of course, neither of them could tell them anything about the escape of the Americans.
"Hmm,"
said the disappointed British commander as he led his men back to their camp.
"I thought I surely had the Americans in my power at last. But there's no use trying to get the best of that man Washington. He has his spies every place."
Praise from General Washington. Of course, Joseph was not able to tell General Washington how he had learned of the plans of the British when he gave him the warning. But a few days later, he was invited to visit the new camp. And this time Priscilla went along, and together they told the whole story. In fact, they told it many times, first to General Washington and his officers, and then to the men whose lives they had saved. At dress parade in the camp that afternoon, the children were the guests of honor and reviewed the troops with General Washington. And after the drill was over, the general made a speech to the soldiers in which he told them of the bravery and wisdom of Joseph and Priscilla, and thanked the children on behalf of the whole country. After that, he mentioned many other brave deeds which the children of the colonies had performed, and he said that they had many times proved that they were loyal and true to their country. And then, at the very end of his speech, General Washington said something so beautiful that Joseph and Priscilla never forgot it.
"You and I,"
he said earnestly to the soldiers,
"may finally be beaten by the English, but while our country has sons and daughters as brave as these two children, she can never be conquered."